The Gemara Masechta Shkolim, Daf Ches Amud Beis, teaches us. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Mevushal K'metubal. Wine that's cooked is treated like wine that's called Yain K'ditin. Yain K'ditin is wine that has in it different spices, honey and spices. And ask the Braisa, Ma Lotzeis, can you fulfill the mitzvah? The way most Mefarshim explain of Dalkoises of Kiddush with Yayin Mevushal, Rav Yoina, says Rav Yoina, Yoitzim Yayin Mevushal. You could use it, you could be Mekayim the mitzvah with Yayin Mevushal. And the Gemara continues, Rav Yoina, Batamei, Rav Yoina is following his own opinion. Rav Yoina can have a Shasi Arba Kosi the Pescha. When Reb Yoina would drink the four cups of wine and paste up the Dal Kaisis, have a Chazik Reisha at Chaga. He had a headache until Sukkos, until Shavuos. He had a headache till Shavuos. So, the way most Mefarshim explain, Yai Mevushal isn't that strong. And because Yai Mevushal was not that strong, he drank and he obviously had a problem with drinking wine. So he drank Yayin Mevushal that will be less of a problem for his health. It's interesting to point out that I saw that the Mefarshim, the Sfasemis, asks, the Gemara here says they had a headache until Shavuos. And the question is, why specifically until Shavuos did he have a headache? What happened on Shavuos that his headache should go away? Moreover, the Gemara only speaks about the wine that Reb Yoina drank on Pesach causing him a headache. The Gemara doesn't speak about the wine that he drank on Purim. What happened with the wine that he drank on Purim? So there are indeed Mefarshim that want to suggest that because he realized that he can't drink wine, so a person who can't drink wine is not obligated to drink wine on Purim. But because it's not the same as Dalet Kaisers. But I saw a beautiful, but the Sfasemis says a beautiful pshat. He says, indeed he had a headache from the wine. But then, when Shavuos came, and Shavuos being the Yontif of Matan Torah, so we know that the Torah was given, Be'ema, Be'yira, Be'resus, Vizaya, the entire world shook and trembled when we received the Torah. And therefore, the Torah caused. Therefore, that fear caused him to. That fear took away from him the effects of the wine. That's why we could understand why the effects of the wine were only until Shavuos. Purim is a day of Kimu v'Kiblu. We know it says in the Megillah Kimu v'Kiblu that they accepted upon themselves the Torah on Purim. So since Purim is a day of Kabbalah Satira, says the Sfasemis, even if he drank wine on Purim, whatever effect that wine had, it immediately dissipated because they were Makabal the Torah, Ba'ema B'yira, on Purim. But back to our Gemara seems to clearly paskin that you could use Yayin Mevushal, Yayin Kunditin for Kiddush, for Dal Kaisis. But if we look in the Rambam, in Perek Chof Tes, Hilchus Shabbos, Halacha Yudalit, says the Rambam, Ein Mekatshim Ela Al Yain Haroy L'Nasach Al Megabim Mizbeach. The only type of wine one should use for making Kiddush is wine that can be used on the Mizbeach. L'fikach, Im Nis'ar Boi Dvash Oysor, if there's any honey or other yeast, even the smallest amount, a drop in a big barrel, we should make Kiddush. Kach on moirim b'kol mariv, so do we paskin, says the Rambam. V'yesh mishimata l'kaddush alav, but there are those who say we can make Kiddush on it. When we say that only wine that can be used on the Mizbeach is kosher for Kiddush, What does that context exclude? Ella hoitzi yayin shereicha ra. It only comes to exclude wine who has a bad odor, or megula was left open, that we know there's a problem with poison in it, or mevushal shem katshan al echemem, that you shouldn't use. So there's a interesting ha'ara. And the Ravid right away says, he doesn't agree with the Rambam. And he quotes our Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, because he says that mekatshin v'yayin konditin, we could use yayin konditin. Similarly, we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos, Simen Reish Ayin Beis, Mekatshin Sif Ches, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mekatshin al Yayim Avushal, we could use Yayim Avushal, Val Yayin Shesh Bedvash, a wine that has in it honey, V'yesha M'sha'im Mekatshin Aleim, V'agom HaMinig L'Kaddish Olav, our Minig says the Ramaz that we can use for the Kiddush, Afilu Yesh Lo Yayin Acher, even if he has another type of wine, rak she'ena toiv k'mayah mavushal or she'esh b'edvash. Just if it's not as good, then we should use the better wine. But the Mishnah Berura right away here says that if all things are equal, then you should use wine. Dim heim shavin, this is the Mishnah Berura Sif Chat Nechav Gimel, yesh lochush, l'das ha'yesh oimrim. You should be careful. Shemachmirim shloil kaddish. So he says, l'chatchila, use wine. If all things are equal, don't use yayin mevushal, or don't use yayin kedutin. If you have a choice, then you should use, otherwise use yayin mevushal or yayin kedutin. Otherwise, try not to. So when we look at this, we have an obvious question. We just finished learning the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Yoitzin b'yayim avushal. And here the Rambam says, and the Shulchan Aruch, that we should try to avoid using the yayim avushal. But there's even a deeper question to ask. This halacha that we just quoted is in Hilchas Shabbos. In Hilchas Shabbos, the Rambam, as we just read, paskins that we shouldn't l'chatchila use yayim avushal or Yayin Kedutin. But when we look in Hilchas Pesach, in Sif Tof Ayin Beis, there, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam in Hilchas Pesach, and Hilchas Chametz Matzah, when he speaks about what wine can be used, or cannot be used, does not speak about the Yayin Mevushal. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Ayin Beis Sif Yud Beis says Yoytze B'Yayim Mevushal B'Konditin. He doesn't have the same back and forth that we had in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos. Again, the Rambam entirely ignores the loch of Yayim Mevushal and Yayim Konditin in Hilchas Pesach. He only speaks about it in Hilchas Kiddush, and even the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Ayin Beis Sif Ches that we read goes back and forth. Can you? Can't you? And the Ramah says you can. Our meaning is that you can. In Simen Tov Ayin Beis in Hilchis Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch just says Yotzin B'Yayim Mevushal Mekonditin without this back and forth. So how do we understand this seemingly very difficult question, specifically if, as we just learned in the Gemara at the beginning of our shir, the halacha clearly is that you can use, Rabbi Yoina used Yayim Mevushal. So the question for Rabbi Yoina is not such a strong question, the Mefarshim point out, because it could be, as we said, Rabbi Yoina wasn't well, and therefore he used Yayim Mevushal because he wasn't well, and therefore the Yayim Mevushal wasn't so strong, and he was able to use it. But that doesn't help us in understanding the opinion of the Rambam. And Posh Pshat, Rabbi Yoina just used Yayim Mevushal because the Gemara says, L'chatchila you can. So, Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in the Sefer Me'adim V'Zmanim, Chelek Gimel, Simen Reish Nun Hei, goes into a very fundamental discussion in differentiating between the halachas of Dal Kaisis and the halacha of Kiddush. He says, although both are cups of wine, they are not identical. The best raya is that the halacha is that by Dalet Kaisis, l'chatchila, one should drink the entire cup of wine. If he can't drink the entire cup of wine, he should at least drink roif kais. And by Kiddush, the halacha is that as long as you drink Maloy Lugmav, you're fine. What is the difference between Kiddush and Dal Kaisis? So he quotes the famous word of the Brisker Rav in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Hilchas Tes, Halacha Tes, that explains that Dal Kaisis is not just that there's an obligation to drink four cups of wine. Because if the entire obligation was just to drink four cups of wine, we could fulfill that obligation just with drinking, Meloy Lugmav. By Dalet Kaisis, there's a concept of Chelus. There's a concept that by drinking wine, we show that we are free, and that there is a concept in drinking wine of Cheres. He says, we could see from a Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches says, Shosen Chai Yotza, if somebody drank undiluted wine, you were Yotza the Chi of Dal Kaisis, Omarova, Yidei Yayin Yotza, you will fulfill the chiv of yayin, yidei charis la yotza. On the other hand, says the Gemara, shosam basachas, and ushida was discussed in our sugya as well, if you drank all four cups, one right after the other, rav om yidei yayin yotza, yidei abakaisis la yotza. Says the Brisker Rav, there are two dinim in the Dalet Kaisis. One is that in every aspect of the Haggadah, of the Seder, we have to have a kais. Kiddush has to have its kais, Haggadah has to have a kais, benching has to have a kais, Howl has to have a kais, and as the Mefarshim point out, it seems that our Gemara disagrees with that, because our Gemara says that our Gemara speaks about the wine, that if you said Howl in Shul, the Gemara says you don't have to say Howl again by the Seder, and it'll turn out that you'll drink the third and fourth cup separately. So he obviously, the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that that isn't an element in the Seder. But the Babli, says the Brisker Rav, that has two dinim. There's a din of Dalet Kaisis, and with each kais being done on its separate mitzvah, as a din of Cheiris. You only fulfill Cheiris with wine. So now we could understand the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch are speaking about Kiddush. Kiddush represents the Kedushas Hayoyim. The Kedushas Hayoyim is very much connected to the Kiddush that we recognize when something is put on a Mizbeach. And just like the Rambam says, when we on the Mizbeach, we don't put Yayin Mevushal. Just like on the Mizbeach, we don't put Yayin Kunditin. We shouldn't use wine for Kiddush. And that's what the Rambam paskens in Hilchas Shabbos. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch speaks about in Hilchas Pesach. That's what the Shulchan Aruch speaks about in Hilchas Shabbos. But it's certainly wine. There's no question that it's wine. And it's also certain that it's not Kiddush, besides the first cup on the night of Seder. And therefore, we're going to have here a tremendous chiddush. We're going to have here that even the Rambam, who's machmer on Yayin Mevushal, and even the Rambam who's machmer on Yayin Kunditin, will only be machmer by the first kais. Because this is a din in Kiddush. It has nothing to do with the dinim of Dalet kaisis. And therefore, we understand the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, and the halacha will be that the chumrah of the Rambam, although the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass in this way, because the Mishnah Berurah, even in Hilchus Pesach, says that if at all possible, one should avoid using Yayim Avushal and Yayim Kuditin. But the question is, it doesn't say so in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say in the Rambam. It could be that this is specifically a din in Kiddush. And if we continue speaking about this, so the question that comes up is about Yayin Kanditin. And where Yayin Kanditin is most applicable is that in many wines, sugar is added, particularly liquid sugar is added. And the question is that considered Yayin Kanditin? That according to the way we're learning, everybody agrees that for Kiddush, L'chatchila, one should not use such wine. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, it would be the Sota Halacha for all Dalet Kaisis. So I saw that the Shail Sechuvas of Nidru interestingly says that what Yayin Kaditin means is when the sugar or the other ingredients are added later in the process. In other words, apparently what Yayin Kaditin was that they had already wine, and they added to the wine later on different additional ingredients. That's considered Yayin Kanditin. But if you have a wine that is as soon as you start making the wine, you immediately add sugar. So the Osnit Baruch says that that's not considered Yayin Kanditin. The Shail Sechuvas Minchas Yitzchak in Chelik Tes Simen Chavov Sif Gimel says that if possible, one should avoid wine that has sugar in it. But he says that that's a chumrah. And therefore he says, if you have a situation that without the added liquid sugar, it's not going to be so good, certainly you should use the wine with the sugar added. Moreover, he says that, and with the way we're learning, it's a very geschmack psak. He says that this is only regarding wine that's used for Kiddush Friday night. Because the wine that's used for Kiddush Friday night, it's very obvious that wine is specifically L'shem Kiddush, because we say the whole Nusach of Kiddush Friday night. And that wine, as we've been learning, should be wine that's kosher L'Nusach. But certainly, he says, that wine that's used for Havdalah, or even wine that's used for Kiddush Shabbos by day, that wine, all we do is just make a very Kriya Goffin. There, he says, there is no halacha. Everybody would agree that wine that has in it extra sugar is kosher. And the way we're learning, this psak is very geschmack, because it's strictly by Kiddush that we're explaining there's a connection between the wine and the... Strictly by Kiddush, we're learning there's a connection between the wine and the Kiddush. And Sochin. But by all other times, we don't have the whole Nusach of Kiddush, we're just making a Bari Priya Goffin, this halacha wouldn't apply. I also saw in the Shail Sechuvas, Chuvas van Hoggis, Chelik Aleph, Simon Reish Nun Gimel, where he quotes the Rambam from Hilchos Shabbos that we quoted at the beginning of our Shir. He says, and he indeed quotes, he says that the Brisker Rav held that according to Rambam, you shouldn't use even wine that has sugar in it. But he points out that if somebody wants to be machmer for the Shittas HaRambam, he has to be careful that it shouldn't be a Chumra Habal Adei Kula. Because he says, sometimes the wine without the sugar is very sour. And moreover, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we should drink wine, which is orei, which is toyin, which is sweet and tasty. And if you're going to have wine without that sugar, which isn't so tasty, then the halacha is that we haven't accomplished anything. And he takes it one step further. He says that the Rambam paskins, our Rambam, is the one that paskins that, let's say, somebody prefers challah of wine. So he says that the Rambam holds that somebody who prefers challah of wine should make kiddush on challah and on a wine. So what do we see? That according to the Rambam, making kiddush on something that you enjoy is absolutely critical. So if the Rambam holds that making kiddush on something you enjoy is absolutely critical, even though the Rambam is also in that Talmud that says that yayin kanditin should not l'chatchila be used, he feels that making kiddush on a wine that you enjoy is more important than making kiddush on something you enjoy is more important than not making kiddush on yayin kanditin. And if the wine that you enjoy has sugar added into it, that's preferable to be used.